Hello, hello, and welcome to Let's Talk and Pray. My name is Dr. Lisa. Hello, I am live. Hallelujah. I am so excited to see everybody. Please join me, subscribe, and follow me here on the podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the fire of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know about the fire of the Holy Spirit? The fire of the Holy Spirit will destroy every plot, plan, and scheme of the devil. But you see, the devil does not want you to understand the intricate power or the holy power that you have over him with the power of the Holy Spirit. There's a difference between receiving the Holy Spirit at conversion and being filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus spoke of the latter experience in John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. So let me read that to you. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And so that's very powerful. That's John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17. Even if you have been filled with the Holy Spirit in the past, we see biblically that this glorious infilling is not a one-time event. Okay? And so we see here that the apostles and scriptures were filled three different times. And Paul the apostle wrote, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 and 19. So you can also have a prayer language when you're speaking to the Lord in tongues, and you can also sing in the Holy Spirit. Hi, Rosalind. Welcome to the show. Hallelujah. We are live here on the air. Speaking in tongues is very, very powerful because what it does is it strengthens you in faith. The Holy Spirit is a gift from the Father, and so the devil tries his best to shut God's people down in speaking in tongues because the devil cannot comprehend when you have your heavenly language. But when you speak in English to the Lord, like how we're talking now, the devil's sitting here, the angels of God are sitting here, the devil can comprehend. But if we go into tongues, the devil cannot comprehend that. Only God can, because God created the language. And so if you do not have the gift of speaking in tongues, you want to be asking for the infilling of the tongues. The first step to getting filled with the Spirit of God is to see that he is a gift from the Father, first given on the day of Pentecost. This wasn't intended to be a one-time only event for that generation. The gift of the Holy Spirit has been available to us ever since that time, ever since Jesus Christ, hallelujah, died on the cross and he gave up the ghost, hallelujah. And when he went back up to heaven, he said that he's going to leave us a comforter. Let's go to Acts chapter 2, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. It's important that you know the scripture so that way, as you're in prayer today and you're asking the Holy Spirit for the gift of tongues, you can have the scripture to go back to for encouragement. Acts chapter 2, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's in the New Testament. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. And so when you pray in tongues, there is a sound. It's a rushing. It's a sound. It's a very strong sound. Your vocal cords, you'll feel the power in your vocal cords. You'll feel the power in your belly. It's a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, I do believe that they were speaking with the gift of diverse kinds of tongues. Diverse kinds of tongues is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, diverse kinds of tongues allows an individual to speak in other types of tongues, whereas you could be speaking a language in someone that lives in Spain, and you might not know it, but if you're in the presence of someone that speaks that particular language, they would definitely come up to you and say, oh my goodness, you just spoke to me in my language. And so that's the beauty of speaking in tongues, because there's different levels of the gift. The diverse kind of tongues allows the person to be the vocal gift of God. And so the vocal gift of God, you speak every language that there is on the earth. You might not be aware of it at that particular time, what you're saying, but there is another part to that gift where you can have the gift of revelation and singing. And that's 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit by faith, just like, you know, when you receive salvation, you receive dunamis power. You don't have to beg God to give you the Holy Spirit. We don't have to tarry for years and years like old people used to do back in the day. Faith doesn't allow you to beg. Faith allows you to believe and to receive. Peter offered these words in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen, Rosalind. Amen. She said the Holy Spirit is waiting on us. Let me type in amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I want to encourage you. We just got off a 7-day fast. My YouTube channel is Ask Dr. Lisa. I typed it in the chat. We did a 7-day fast. Today's the last day of the fast. We were eating fruits and vegetables. And we were also praying in English and in the Holy Spirit, decreeing and declaring God's word to bring in the blessings of God over our life and also to destroy the assignment of the devil. And so praying in tongues gives you so much benefit over the kingdom of darkness, okay? You can receive the Holy Spirit also when someone lays hands on you, but that's not the only way. You definitely want to get baptized. If you've not been baptized, you want to be baptized. Being baptized is a part of receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit himself perfects you little by little. When you have the gift of speaking in tongues, you know, you could just be in the house or driving to the store or shopping and you could just go and praying in tongues. It will strengthen your faith. The Holy Spirit will be praying prayers of protection around you. He will be praying prayers for the future for you, prayers that you don't even know that you need to pray. And so that's the power of praying in tongues, because as a human, you know, we often can pray, you know, just the same regular prayers. But when you you pray in your heavenly language, which is unknown to humans, not unless you do have the gift of revelation. I do have the gift of revelation. I do have the gift of prophecy. Holy Spirit can also give you the gift of being able to prophesy. Once you start speaking in tongues, you don't have to have the gift of speaking in tongues to prophesy. But again, the diverse kind of tongues, it's a whole powerhouse within itself that allows you to speak the mind of God. So when you are praying in tongues, you are speaking the deep things of God, that it is not always God's will for us humans to be able to comprehend what we're saying, because it is so powerful that he doesn't want us to interfere. So we just, you know, with our human thoughts, we just prayed in the spirit and the devil can't comprehend. Every level of principality of darkness feels very stupid because they can't interfere. So that is why we fast and pray. Also, to strengthen ourselves in God, because the devil works very hard to make us depressed, make us doubt God. But we also work very hard to destroy the devil when we pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And so, let's see here. Acts chapter 10, verse 44, 45, and 46 says, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit has been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnified God. And so it is my prayer that today, if you don't already have the gift, that the Lord will bless you with the gift of praying in tongues. It is also my prayer that you will not be afraid of the gifts of speaking in tongues, because Holy Spirit has a lot of gifts throughout the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, that is written in codes. Hallelujah. I can attest to that, because I have many, many gifts that are not just written out saying this is a gift. Ecomosiah, yes, Lord. And so the diverse kind of tongues, it is the vocal gift of the Holy Spirit. It will allow you, it meaning the Holy Spirit will reveal secrets to you. He will tell you if somebody's lying. For example, yesterday I was trying to set an appointment with a pastor, and his assistant decided to tell me, oh, she'll schedule me when he has time available. Well, the Holy Spirit quickly told me that she never asked him. Messiah, yes, Lord. She never asked the pastor. And so when you have secrets revealed to you, it will allow your mind and your soul and spirit to be calm. So I didn't get upset, because the Holy Spirit had revealed to me that she was lying in her text message to me, because she never asked the pastor. She never even looked up his calendar, okay? And so the Holy Spirit will reveal secrets to you with the gift of praying in tongues. He will reveal secrets to you about family members, about strangers, you know, just whatever he wants to reveal to you, he will. And it will definitely help you take a step of faith. When you ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit, you may feel a bubbling up in your spirit, or you may start feeling, you know, real tingly or something really, really warm. If you feel something really, really warm or tingly, that is the fire of the Holy Spirit. When I first got the gift of speaking in tongues, the taste in my mouth would change. And it still does that. And the fire of the Holy Ghost began to sit on top of my head, and my whole body was just, you know, filled with fire. And so you want to be asking for the gift of tongues, because you want to pray more in tongues than you do in English. Just like a baby's language grows and develops, so will your prayer language grow and develop over time. Remember, we are speaking. The Holy Spirit is speaking. We are speaking, and he has given us utterance. And utterance, let me tell you what that is. It is a vocal expression. It's a power. It's a style or manner of speaking. Okay, that is what the Webster Dictionary says. But the utterance. All right, so let me give you an example. So the utterance of the Holy Spirit can be to where he might say, ba, 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 da, ba, ba, da, ba, ba, da, you know, in tongues over and over. Also, when I prophesy in English, the Holy Spirit gives utterance. So he will also say the same thing over and over again, because as humans, we don't get it. We think we got it, but we don't get it. So the Lord constantly repeats himself over and over when he is prophesying through me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So let's say a prayer. Father God, we surrender full control of our life to you, Lord. I pray for those that are here on the live with me and those that will come on the replay, Lord. I ask you, Lord, even now to fill them with your overflowing power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will overflow their bellies right now with rivers of living water, which is the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, that they will not be fearful, Lord, that they have a hunger, a desire to speak their heavenly language. And we decree and declare that the devil can't stop it, because the devil does not have more power than the Holy Spirit. We plead the blood of Jesus over their life, over their circumstances, over their situation. I thank you, Lord, for you delivering them right now out of the hands of the devil. I thank you, Lord, for filling their bellies, Lord, with the infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father God, that they have faith, hallelujah, to believe, hallelujah, hallelujah, and their tongues, hallelujah, will, hallelujah, be speaking in their heavenly language. They will have the utterance of the Holy Ghost. They will have the stammering lips in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that as they pray in the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, Lord, that they are tearing down generational curses. They are breaking, hallelujah, every plot, plan, and scheme of the devil. And we prayed and prophesied over their life in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rosalind asks, what's my YouTube? Okay, it's Ask Dr. Lisa. A-S-K-D-R Lisa. And you separate those three words. Ask Dr. Lisa. Hallelujah. Thank you, Rosalind, for liking the show. Please follow us on the show. Let's talk and pray. I want to encourage everybody. Let me give you a scripture to read. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me turn into my Bible. Okay, Psalm 71 and 21. Let me type it in the live here. Yes, I am in the United States. I'm in the U.S. Are you in the U.S., Rosalind? We are here in the United States. You're in Virginia. Oh, okay. We have family there in Virginia, Fredericksburg, Richmond. I think my other cousin, she might be in Newport News. Okay, we're in Georgia. We're in Atlanta, Georgia. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 71, verse 21. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, I am a woman of God. I'm a prophet, a prophetess. Yes, hallelujah. If you go on my YouTube, you'll be able to see that this morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we did do a live prayer. I think the prayer maybe might be like 15 minutes, 12 minutes, something like that. So you'll see where there's 6 days of fasting and prayer on the YouTube channel. You just click where it says live and you'll see it. Also, I have reels that are on there. You can subscribe to the channel. Definitely follow me on YouTube. Follow me here on the Let's Talk and Pray. Hallelujah. Psalms 115 and verse 14. Psalms chapter 115, verse 14. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. My children do speak in tongues. You want to, you definitely want to be asking the Lord to fill your children. Okay, what's the name of your ministry? She says she have a ministry that she hosts. Okay, so let's see here. I have a ministry where I host men and women of God via Zoom. Okay, that's good. Okay, put your email in. Let me put in my email. Hello at askdrlisa.org. All right, yes. Okay, I better write that down. Somebody bring me a pen. Esther's Room Brain. Are you on Facebook or are you on YouTube? Let me know. Type in the chat. Yeah, that's my email. Hello at askdrlisa.org. Put your phone number in the email. Hello at askdrlisa.org. We want to be praying in tongues because also your prayer language helps you with healing and deliverance. Not enough people of God, I look forward to your email. Not enough people of God are praying in tongues. Not enough. Let's see what Rosalind is saying. Fire. Rosalind said, let me see if I can find a fire. Rosalind said, fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh my goodness, where's the fire at on my thing? I don't see the fire on my iPad, laptop here. We want to be praying in tongues because when you pray in tongues, did you know that angels are being dispatched? angels are being dispatched. When you eat all musikisaya. Thank you for liking the show. Thank you so much. Angels are being dispatched when you pray in tongues. Hallelujah. We all have a heavenly language I should say it like this. Praying in tongues is a gift. And so it is up to the Lord to give us the gift. When we speak in tongues, we're speaking in a language that is not known to mankind. Hallelujah. That's quite something, given that there's over 7,000 known languages in the world today. Now, the diverse kind of tongues, it is a different type of gift. Like I said, it is a person that speaks the mind of God with that gift. You also have the word of wisdom gift, the word of knowledge gift with that. You also sing in the Holy Spirit. I sing in tongues. Hallelujah. Prophetic worship. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you can also do prophetic worship. You can do prophetic worship without singing in tongues. And so you want to be, rather than say my. You definitely want to be singing in the Holy Ghost. When you sing in tongues, like I can sing to instruments, I can sing to beats, I can sing to words. And so what happens is that you can just open up your mouth, and if you're in church or singing on or watching a video on YouTube, you might be listening to a service. And so they might be saying, "We come by the blood of Jesus. We come by the blood of Jesus." And then in the Holy Ghost, I would say, "E da da dee dee do mi ya yo. E da da dee dee do mi ya yo. E da da dee dee do mi ya yo." And so, you know, you can't practice that. It just comes out. "We come by the blood of Jesus. E do do dee dee da mi ya yo. E da da dee dee da mi ya yo." And so when you sing in the Holy Spirit, that's called worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. You want to be singing in tongues. If you don't have that gift, you want to be asking for it. Excuse me. When I got the gift of speaking in tongues, I was not singing in the Holy Ghost yet. I got the gift of singing in tongues 4 years later. And when I got the gift of singing in tongues, I also got the gift of revelation, meaning being able to understand scripture really well. And also I got the gift of prophesying. So I can prophesy to you accurately because it is the Holy Spirit that prophesies through me. Hallelujah. And so there's a lot of people out here that, you know, people prophesy different ways. You can prophesy right now over your life and say, you know, "I prophesy over my life that I am blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. And I destroy every assignment of every witch and warlock. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over my life. I prophesy that I am going forward and not backwards in the blessings of God. 2023, I'm going to end my year strong. I prophesy that right now over my life." So you can prophesy that. You can, you know, read the scripture, you know, and say, you know, "I prophesy Psalms 115 and 14 over my life. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. The Lord will increase me and my children," you know. So I prophesy that. So you can prophesy that. Hallelujah. Amen, Roslyn. Roslyn is visiting us from Virginia. We hope that you follow us here. Definitely follow us on the YouTube, ASK Dr. Lisa. Ask Dr. Lisa. Hallelujah. So let's see what else the Lord wants me to share with you all. Be careful of false prophets. When you pray in the Holy Spirit or when you're talking to God today, you want to ask God to reveal to you, you know, about false prophets. And so when you speak in your heavenly language, God understands you perfectly. And so you want the wisdom and the knowledge of God, you know, and the wisdom and the knowledge of God is Holy Spirit. And so we don't want to be ignorant to the devil's devices. I've been doing research for the past couple of days on false prophets. There's so many out here twisting the scripture. They're twisting it. And so the Lord said in the last days, is this, let me get my Bible here. I think it's 2 Timothy. I think it's 2 Timothy where, you know, false prophets are on the rise, and they're, it's 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, latter times is the last days, which we are in. Some shall depart from the faith. Depart from the faith means they depart from what Jesus Christ has said in his word. They twist the scripture. They and they give heed to seducing spirits, are spirits that twist the word of God. They lie. There's a lot of people turning the truth of God into a lie. Hallelujah. In verse 2 says, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. That is what they are doing. They are doing this, and so many people are out here. You got to be strong enough not to listen to these liars out here and fall for what they say. And so the power of speaking in tongues is going to help you. You want to be careful, because it's dangerous out here when you are under the wrong anointing. You know, if you're on the anointing of a false prophet, guess what? That person is growing the doctrines of devils. And as they grow the doctrines of devils, they're implanting hell more into your soul. He called Messiah. Yes, Lord. They're implanting hell more into your soul, and you're getting further and further away from the sound doctrine, which is Jesus Christ. And so it's important that you ask God, when you're asking for the gifts of Holy Spirit, you know, the gift of the Holy Ghost will give you that gift of revelation, and the Lord will open up the scripture to you. And when you read the Bible, oh my goodness, you'll be like, oh my goodness, that's what that means. And so you want to be in prayer. And verse 3 says, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Okay, so let's also remember not to participate in crystals, not to participate in water witching and reiki, not to participate in burning sage. We don't want to do it. I was looking at somebody today where they were twisting the scriptures. Oh gosh. This person had started really trying to tell people it is okay to use crystals. It's not okay to use crystals, because if you seek the source of any other spirit besides Holy Spirit, it is idolatry. Come on, sir. Yes, God. It is idolatry, and you can't do it. Hallelujah. You cannot do it. It is tight, but it's right. Let me tell you, let me share another scripture with you that will. It scared me when I read it years ago, but this is why the Lord is saying that, you know, it's going to be tight trying to get in heaven. I'm telling you that right now, because of the way these false prophets are coming off. Okay, so is it in this John? Let me see. It is in John. Let me find it for y'all. Let's turn to, this is not the scripture. I thought it was in 1 John. All right, so let's talk also about, while I'm looking for that scripture, let's also talk about forgiveness. When you pray in the Holy Spirit, okay, you want to be, oh no, that's not true. That is my email. Yeah, that's my business email. Okay, let me give you another email, but that's hello@axdrlisa. I'm looking at it right now, .org. Yeah, that I don't know why it's telling you that. favorisreal19@gmail.com. That's my other email. F for Frank, AVORISREAL, 19@gmail.com. favorisreal19. My name is Dr. Lisa. Well, let me click on your message here. Let's see. YouTube, it's ASKDR. You'll see me there with kind of long hair. And I've got two pictures on there. One of them I got real, real short hair and a green dress. Okay, so favorisreal19@gmail.com. Yeah, I don't know why it didn't go through. No, that's my business email. hello@askdrlisa.org. But you can email the favorisreal19. I mean, favorisreal19@gmail.com. Try to email that one and see, Rosalind. Excuse me. Unforgiveness. So we want to be working on forgiving people that did us wrong. Unforgiveness in your heart will hold you up from getting the gift of speaking in tongues. I know that for a fact because that's what the Lord revealed to me back in 2014, that was one of the reasons why people are not speaking in tongues. And it is because of unforgiveness. You could have a family member that's deceased. You know, you could have a family member that is living. Maybe you just don't see them, but you still want to forgive them. You want to be forgiving them. All right, I found the scripture. It's in 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. And we're going to read 16, 17, and 18. 1 Peter chapter 4. This is where, okay. Yeah, it's favorisreal19@gmail.com. You can email that. It'll come straight to it'll just come straight to me. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16 says, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf." Verse 17, "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?" Okay, because there's a lot of people out here twisting the scripture. Now, this is the next verse that really scared me. Verse 18, "And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" Oh, my goodness. That means the righteous going to scarcely. The righteous are the people of God. Scarcely, it's going to be some folks scarcely making it in. I don't want to be one of those that are scarcely making it in. I want to be in there. You go, Messiah, yes, Lord. It's tight, people of God. It's tight, but it's right. So I want to encourage you to be reading the scriptures for yourself. If you don't understand, you want to get with Rosalind. Rosalind has an anointed ministry. You want to get with me. You know, I have an anointed ministry. And, you know, you want to be in prayer. Just because people have a big following don't mean that they're accurate. And that's what the world does. They look at numbers. You know, just because somebody got, 100,000 views on a video, that does not mean that person is accurate. And if you don't know God for yourself, you're going to be in trouble because spiritual warfare out here is real. And so if you don't understand, Rosalind said true, that's right. If you don't understand scriptures, if you don't understand how the kingdom of God operates, if you don't understand the kingdom of darkness, if you don't understand about demonic covenants, you're going to be in trouble because you cannot fight spiritual warfare with your flesh. It is done in the spirit. And so I want to encourage you to do more prophetic worship. Read the scriptures out loud. Sing the scriptures out loud. Just sing it. Don't worry about, do you sound good enough for the world for, you know, to get, you know, signed on with a secular company. That's not what it's about. And sometimes when I'm singing in the Holy Spirit, I'd be like, the Lord gave me that gift. And it's such a beautiful gift that I'm, you know, because I don't worry about what I sound like to man. I worry about what I sound like to God. And remember that the devil does not want you to read the word of God out loud. Every time you read the word of God out loud, you are gaining dunamis power. Dunamis is power. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. We don't take you for granted. We thank you, Lord, that we are yielding our spirits, Lord. Our soul belongs to you, Lord. We are yielding our tongue to our heavenly language, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessing the people of God with their heavenly language, Lord. We thank you for encouraging them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving them power to trample over scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt them. I thank you, Lord, for bringing them out of the kingdom of darkness into your marvelous light. I thank you, Lord, for healing their hurts, healing every yoke of sickness and disease and infirmity in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that their soul is prospering. Hallelujah. I pray for their children, their grandchildren. I pray for their spouses. I pray for the people of God that desire to be married. I thank you, Lord, for their future godly husbands and their future godly wives. I thank you, Lord, for healing their finances, for healing them mentally. There's nothing wrong with the people of God mind. I thank you, Lord, for destroying the demons of schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for destroying the demons of depression, for destroying the demons of suicide in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for destroying the demons of doubt and insecurity right now in the name of Jesus. I give you glory, Lord, right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging the people of God that they have the power to overcome the devil. They have the power. We trust in you, Lord, and we stand on your prophetic word. Hallelujah, Lord, because the fire of the Holy Ghost is destroying the devil right now. We shout fire of the Holy Ghost, fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on and put your hands together. Fire, fire of the Holy Ghost on the devil. Fire on the Holy Ghost on confusion. Fire on the Holy Ghost of the Holy Ghost on our job. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, on every witch and warlock. Fire of the Holy Ghost is destroying all yokes of the devil. And we pray the blessings of God over the people of God. And I pray it in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let me check the, okay, let me grab my phone real quick to check the email. Give me 1 second. Hold on, Rosalyn, let me grab it. Okay, let's see. She said she emailed me. We could do some stuff together on Zoom. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Did I get it? Oh yeah, let's see. Lily ADJEI, looking forward to hosting you on my ministry program on Esther's Room. I'm gonna put looking forward to it. Okay. Let me see. It doesn't show me Esther's Room 22 at outlook.com. Okay, I just responded. Yep, I responded. Yep. So I got your email. Oh, okay, your email. Oh, okay, you email me your number. Okay, that'll be fine. Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah, I look forward to it. I don't know what time zone. I think y'all don't. Yeah, so we can chat. Okay, blessings to you. Okay, blessings to you. Thank you for you know, for joining me here on the live. Thank you for liking the show. That's so sweet of you. Okay, well, you send me your number, I'll call you. All right, y'all take care, and I look forward to it. I'm on YouTube at as AskDrLisa, AskDrLisa. Y'all share the live, and we'll be doing a call in soon here. I got to see what number do I need to give out for people to be able to call in the show. It's because we can do call ins. All right, y'all take care. God bless y'all. All right, Roslyn. Let me see what Roslyn wrote some messages. God bless you. All right. Oh, you Eastern Standard Time too. Okay, great. Let's see. Yeah, just give me a call. I'll call you now if you want. But all right, then. Take care. Love you. All right. Talk to y'all soon. May the blessings of God be upon you. Bye-bye.